Let's talk about your money for a couple of minutes with Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. Jeff, good morning. We've mentioned that Trajan Wealth is a veteran-led company, and that's you we're talking about. Fill us in on the connection with the military and Trajan Wealth.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town in northern Wisconsin, and I knew that I needed to get out and I needed to get away, and I had a lot of growing up to do. So I figure how better to do that than to join the Marine Corps. So I joined the Marine Corps back in 1993 and served 4 years. I supported Desert Storm from Okinawa, and I actually met my wife, who is also a Marine Corps veteran, at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina.
Yeah, I know you are big on this month, which is Military Appreciation Month, as we head into the Memorial Day weekend, and we appreciate everyone's service in the armed forces, of course. Let's talk about something that I know you're very familiar with, this new report saying the average retirement age of American workers is creeping steadily up. Is this because people just can't afford to retire, Jeff?
That probably has a little something to do with it, but I think, generally speaking, it has a lot more to do with just the longevity. We're living a little bit longer, and the jobs aren't as labor-intensive as they used to be, so people can work a little bit longer, and they're not totally unhappy with what they're doing.
Many retirees are filing early for Social Security, aren't they?
That's right, only because of the opposite, which is they don't quite know when they're going to die. So they'd rather have the money now than to forfeit it.
Yeah, and
you know, that reminds me of a story. My dad was waiting until he was 65 to retire. Then he could pull full retirement. But unfortunately, he died at 64 just a few months before he had planned to retire. So all the more reason that a lot of people are filing early.
If you wait, of course, you can get more Social Security money. When people consult you about this question, what's your best advice about when to take it?
I wish I had that crystal ball and could read into people's futures as far as when they were going to pass. I think that's the question that nobody can answer. But it really is dependent on their current financial situation. If they feel they're healthy, if they feel they're going to live a long time, you know, it behooves people to wait until 70 if they can. It's generally a 12 to a 14-year break even. So if you live until approximately 80, or if you live until 82, 84, you're going to be breaking even at that point. And if you live into your 90s even, you're going to be well ahead. Social Security grows at 8% per year. But the latest that you can file is age 70.
I once heard the advice along the lines of, well, if you need it, take it. Is that what you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If you need it, take it. I mean, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And you don't want to live in squalor and just defer Social Security.
This report about retirement age also predicted the average retirement age may actually decline in 2025. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they talk about possible reasons for that. Nobody knows for sure quite why. This is the era of anxiety and uncertainty about markets. So what are you telling your clients these days, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it's always the era of volatility and uncertainty, though, isn't it?
Yeah, especially now, though, huh?
Yeah, especially now. I mean, there's a lot going on in the administration, especially with the tariff talks. What I tell anybody is this is a great opportunity to get a second opinion. I think a lot of the too many advisors out there are focused on investing into what they personally like and what they personally use. And unfortunately, a lot of those companies could be hurt significantly by these tariffs. So we really take the emotion out of investing, and we look at it for the long term. We try to eliminate these companies that could be impacted by the tariffs.
Trajan Wealth, and they're the people who can relieve the anxiety that everybody is dealing with these days. Jeff Jr., thank you. Have an enjoyable holiday weekend, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob.